It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this podcast daily since 2009. And we are moving forward with one podcast after another on personal empowerment, personal success, and the Law of Attraction. Well, we've talked about this before, but today I'm going to share seven tips that I believe are absolutely essential if your marriage is shattered. If you are in a shattered relationship, whether you're legally married or not, and it looks pretty doggone hopeless, I'm going to share seven important secrets, but there's also a bonus secret. And this bonus secret is very, very important. It works. It really does. If you're serious about saving your relationship, about saving your marriage, then why not put the power of the universe to work for you? Why not put the power of the Law of Attraction to work for you in saving your marriage, in saving your relationship, in having the love life with the one you love? You know, right now, let's make it happen. Okay, I'm going to go through these seven important secrets plus that bonus secret. But first, let's pause for this. And this is important. If you're trying to save your relationship, you need to clean your energy field. Listen.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind-Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
Okay, we're back. Here we go. First one is self-evident and it's obvious. Work on yourself alone. Everybody says, oh, I want to talk it out. And I want to try to work things out. Well, first, start with yourself. Do you realize that on an energetic level, that if you begin to change yourself internally, that your mate will begin to change as well? Yeah. People around you begin to shift as you begin to shift. I know it sounds crazy, but it's how it works. Everybody wants someone else to change while they remain the same. It doesn't work that way. You've got to be willing to shift. What is it that you need to do? Look at the five components of your life. First, spiritually, is it time to reconnect with Source? is it time to reconstruct a powerful spiritual relationship? Second, intellectually, have you and your wife or your significant other or your husband run out of new things to talk about? Are you still learning? Are you still growing? Are you still studying? Are you still expanding yourself? I've got couples back together. And they said coming back together was the most exciting time of their life. Because during that time, they both began to explore new studies, new things of importance. And then when they came back together, they were able to share those things. So the next area when it comes to working on yourself first is your emotional self. You know, who are you emotionally? Where are your passions? Where is your heart? You know, very important. We have passion as a separate category, but passion and emotion. How do you react emotionally to things? What are you emotionally open to? Are you willing to emotionally evolve and grow? And then next, your passions. You know, one of the things that I have found when people break up is I will say, what's different about your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife? What's different now than 10 years ago or 15 years ago? Well, they lost their passion. When I first fell in love with her or him, they were so passionate about not just, you know, physical passion, but they were passionate about their career, about saving the planet, about exploring, about travel, whatever it is. They were passionate about it. Get back your passion. Let it well up inside you. It's a magnet. It's a huge magnet. And of course, last but not least, physical. You know, do you need to lose some weight? Do you need to get in shape? Do you need to get a different haircut? What is it that you need to do to take your physical appearance and kick it up a notch? So, secret number one, work on yourself first. It always begins with you, doesn't it? Of course it does. Number two, write out your intention. Write it out. Write it out. Don't just say, I want my wife back or I want my husband back. Write it out. My intention is for, put her name, put his name, the two of us to come back together as friends, as lovers, as partners in a wonderful marriage filled with, and then fill in the blank, whatever it is you desire. But you've got to write it out and you carry it with you everywhere. I would say, write out 10 of them. Put them around the house. Put them in your car. Put one at your office. Have one on you. Read it often. Read it over and over and over again. Number three, do not focus on the evidence. Well, he's dating someone else now, so the evidence is that it's over with. She's seeing another man, so the evidence is it's over with. Look, there's all kinds of evidence. It doesn't mean anything to the universe. If you want to attract something, build something, create something, including your relationship, then ignore the evidence and work from within. Work from your intentions. Four, don't focus on setbacks. As you are reestablishing your relationship, there may be setbacks. There may be days when all of a sudden, oh, everything is starting to look good. And then all of a sudden, there's a setback. you don't focus on the setback. You don't even give it any second thought. You focus on your inner intention, where you're going, what your goals are, and what you're trying to create. 5, make promises and keep them. That's how you build trust. When you start making promises and you start following through with them, trust begins to increase. And as trust increases, all kinds of wonderful things happen in a relationship. You can't have a long-term relationship without trust. 6, you must, absolutely must, practice creative visualization. I believe that you should be practicing creative visualization daily, minimum of once a day, preferably twice a day. And if you don't have our creative visualization CD program, go to www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. We teach you how to do it. Creative visualization. You've got to create it in your mind and in your energy field before you're going to create it in reality. That's what the Emerald Tablet of Hermes means when it says, as above, so below. 7. This is so important. So important. Focus on gratitude. Focus on gratitude. It's absolutely essential that you begin giving 2 minutes a day to all the things that you are grateful for in regards to the other person and the relationship. And it can be a little thing. It can be, I'm looking at a picture of my wife right now. I'm grateful for her smile. I'm absolutely grateful for it. So you focus on little things. And as you begin to do that, the energy begins to shift within you. And as it begins to shift within you, it begins to shift within your energy field. And she or he begins to shift. The relationship begins to shift. And they don't even have to know you're doing this. It happens automatically. Are you ready for the bonus? The bonus is this. If you've recently gone through a breakup, and, you know, people tend to wait till the last minute. You know, it's like, I've tried everything else. Talked to all my friends. I've begged. I've pleaded. Nothing has worked. But whatever state or stage you're in the breakup, if you've gone through a breakup, or you're already broken up, or you're going through a divorce, help is on the way. You can save your relationship. You can have the love of your life in your life. Don't ever listen to anybody telling you you can't. So, secret 8 is work with a miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. Now, we are certifying miracle mentors because we have so many people that are going through serious breakups that we can't handle them all. We're certifying people and teaching them the secrets of the law of attraction so that they can help you. But I am here right now, and I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I'm serious. You're not getting good advice from your friends and your family. You need somebody that is going to work with you that doesn't have their own agenda. My only agenda is to see that you are happy and successful in enjoying the love of your life. That's my only agenda. Okay? So that's important. Visit us at www.lawofattractionsolutions. Write me a letter and make sure that you include your phone number or Skype contact information if you live outside the United States. We are out of time. Okay? You can save it. It's important. You can have it all. You have a great day now. Okay? Go out and pay it forward. Do something good for someone. Bye-bye.